Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV and podcast where Christ and culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about Stuck on the Source, and we're coming from the book of Matthew chapter 26 and verse 54. So grab your journals. Now, y'all know I love a good story time. Do y'all like story times? Y'all never let me know whether y'all like story times, but today we starting off with a story time. So yesterday I had y'all godson Josiah with me, and I took him to the store to get some shoes for school. Because first of all, why do little boys' feet grow so fast? I mean, geez. So I took him to the store to get some shoes for school. So when we were in the store, he picked up this toy. And every time we go to the store, he wants a toy, just like a typical little kid. So I was like, no, we're here getting you some shoes. And y'all, the toy was like this big puff, like, y'all know the puff that's on SpongeBob, the little puff lady. I think she's over the driving school. The toy looked like that. Like, boy, why do you want this toy that looked like a swollen fish? Like, no, I'm not getting that toy. So he picked up the toy. And I said, no, we're just going to get your shoes for school, because every time you want a toy, like, no, you have a bunch of toys. We're just going to get the shoes. So he was like, can I play with it while we're in the store? And I said, yes, you can play with it while we're in the store. But when we get ready to leave, we're not getting the toy. We're just getting the shoes. So while we're in the store trying on different shoes, he's playing with the toy, playing with the toy, playing with the toy. We get in line. He's still playing with the toy. And he's like, you think I can get it? And I was like, no, I already told you. We're just getting the shoes. We get to the cash register. I put the shoes up there. Josiah still has the toy in his hand. So at this point, I didn't say anything anymore, because I already told you the whole time we were in the store that we're not getting the toy. So I'm not repeating myself anymore. So I put the shoes on the counter. Josiah had the toy in his hand, and he's like, we're going to get the toy. So I didn't say anything. I handed the cashier the shoes. So she was like, are you going to get the toy? Mind you, I'm thinking to myself, girl, you know I'm not getting a toy. You see me not answering him, because I already told him I wasn't getting a toy. So when she said, are you going to get a toy? I was like, no, I'm just going to get the shoes. So she rung up the shoes and she took the toy and she put it back. So when she took the toy and put it back, I paid for the shoes, and y'all, that was it. This is actually a separate word that I did not include in my notes, but that the Holy Spirit is dropping in my spirit right now. There's somebody that's watching the details of your life. There's somebody that's watching the way that you move. They're watching the way that you handle different situations. They're watching your response. They're watching whether you freak out when things don't go your way, or whether you start losing faith, whether you start doubting. They're watching the details of your life, and you don't even know it. And I say that because, like I just said in the story, after the lady put the toy back and I paid for the shoes, that was it. Do y'all know the cashier said he did not cry or scream when you said you weren't getting this toy and I put it back? He literally just sat there quietly. So I'm going to buy the toy for him. Do you mind? Y'all, it completely caught me off guard. And I was like, wait, huh? And she was like, do you mind if I buy the toy for him? And I was like, oh, you know, like, okay, sure. If that's what you want to do, like, yeah, I'm cool with that. But y'all, and I pray that y'all are catching the word. She was watching how Josiah responded to rejection. She was watching how Josiah responded to not getting his way. She was watching Josiah's mannerism. Y'all, she paid for the toy in like one second, it felt like. She literally picked the toy back up from the side, took her debit card out of her pocket, hit the debit card on the ATM. You know how you hit the pay, tap to pay, tapped her card to pay, and handed me the receipt. All of this happened in like 30 seconds. I didn't even know she had a debit card on her. Don't cashiers have to keep their purse and stuff in the back? She had her debit card in her back pocket, y'all. Within 30 seconds, that toy was back in the hand of Josiah in a bag, and she was handing us the receipt. He, like, in it, y'all, I pray that y'all are catching this, because she says she got it for him because of his mannerism and the fact that when I said no and she put that toy back, he didn't cry and he didn't start screaming. He just stood there quietly. And she said, keep those good mannerisms. Most kids will start screaming at the top of their lungs because they're not getting their way. And she said, he did not do that. So I'm going to get the toy for him. She was watching how he responded to it. And y'all, God, when God showed me this, it's so beautiful, because Josiah was there asking for the toy. He was asking me for the toy, and my mom was also there. So he also looked at my mom. So my mom was just like, no, Josiah, we're not getting the toy today. So after that, he's all out of sources. He's all out of options, because he's either asking me or my mom. But y'all, God is so good. He will use a source that you least expect to bless you. He's going to use somebody that you never saw it coming. You didn't even know the cashier had their debit card ready to pay for whatever it is that you're asking for, but they're watching how you respond to it. They're watching the details of your life. They're watching your reaction. They're watching to see how much faith you have, how much you believe in the vision and the business that God is birthing through you. They're watching how you respond when things don't go your way. And God gave me this word today. He said, don't be so stuck on the source. When we go through life and we want different things or we pray for different things, we already have in our mind where we think it's going to come from. God, I need more money, so I need you to bless me on my job. And God, I want more affection in my life, so I need you to bless my boyfriend to be more affectionate. And God, I want to take more trips, so I need you to bless my friends to be more adventurous. And God said, don't get so stuck on the source, because while you're looking at your God mom, or while he was looking at my mom, God said, it's really the cashier that's about to get it for you. It's really the cashier that's about to bless you. Don't be so stuck on the source, because I'll use anything or anyone to bless you, and it'll be unexpected. But they're watching how you respond. They're watching how you carry yourself. They're watching how much faith you have. They're watching if you stay consistent when it seems like things not working in your favor. They're watching how you respond. And y'all, it's so funny how God works, because I can testify to this word, because the beginning of March, y'all, God flipped my world upside down, and he answered prayers that I've been praying for years, but he used a different source. It wasn't the source that I thought it was going to be. It wasn't the source that I was stuck on. He used a completely different source to answer prayers that I've been praying for years. And today he's saying, don't get stuck on the source. Don't get stuck on the way that you think is going to happen. Don't get stuck on the outcome that you think is going to be. I know what your desires are. I know what I promised you, but don't get so stuck on the source or the way that it's going to happen. But what God showed me is, God said, we get stuck on certain sources because we choose the source that supports our understanding. We choose the source that makes sense to us. This blessing has to come through this business, or this blessing has to come through this person. I showed up for this person time and time again. They gotta be the one to show up for me. They gotta be the one to love me. They gotta be the one to pour into me. They gotta be the one to come out and show up for my business. It gotta be this person because I did it for them. It gotta be this job because I spent years working on this job. It gotta be through this source or this outcome. It gotta be through this avenue because that's what makes sense to us. And God said, when you get stuck on a source, you have to realize that the source that you're stuck on is the source that supports your own understanding. But my word already told you, lean not on your own understanding, because I can surprise you and use the cashier. She's supposed to be working. How's she buying you a toy? She's supposed to be working. She's not supposed to have any of her personal items on her at the cashier. So how does she have her debit card to buy you a toy? God said, don't get so stuck on the source. Because I will use what you least expect or who you least expect to bless you. When I was doing my quiet time, I was reading Matthew chapter 26, and verse 54 stood out to me, and it says, Jesus was saying to them, but how then would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen in this way? And what God showed me is, God said, there's scriptures and there's steps that I ordered for you, and there's different parts of your life that must be fulfilled. And what God said, but the part that you don't understand is when it says it must happen in this way rarely makes sense to the world. It rarely makes sense to your understanding. It rarely makes sense to your timetable. It rarely makes sense to your plan for your life. When it says it must happen this way is rarely approved by the world. And you also can't predict this way. My way, my will, my word, I only prophesy to you in part. I give you parts of my plan, not the whole thing. So when I say to you, it must happen in this way, don't get so stuck on the source. Because this way cannot be predicted. Don't be stuck on the source. Because God will bless you in an unexpected way. Y'all, that lady buying a toy for Josiah, that blessed me. Because it's just like, you never know who's watching. You never know who God is moving in their heart to bless you. And then, y'all, the gag is, when we got in the car, do y'all know Josiah asked for my phone to get on YouTube? No, play with that toy you wanted. You wanted that puff toy. Y'all, the toy's so ugly. I can't even lie. The toy is so ugly. You wanted this big puff toy, and then he gonna put the thing in the seatbelt, y'all. It don't even fit in the seatbelt, and then never touch it again. But that just shows the characteristic of God, because sometimes we ask for things that we wanted in that moment, but then we never touch it again. But God is such a good God that he gives it to us. I know y'all had a pair of shoes that you wanted so bad and not in your closet collecting dust. There was a bag you wanted so bad. There was a shirt you wanted so bad. There was a job you wanted so bad. And now you don't even be wanting to go to work. You be trying to call out of work. We ask for things. And God gives us things, and sometimes we take those things for granted, but sometimes it's not even about the thing, it's just about the principle. God is testing your faith to see if you will have faith and have good mannerism when it doesn't play out the way that you expected, when it doesn't come from the source that you were stuck to, when it doesn't happen in the timing that you had planned for it. God is testing our heart. It's not always about the thing. It's not always about the toy. It's not always about the physical thing that you received. God just wants to see your heart posture. That lady don't know if Josiah will ever touch that toy again, but she gave it to him because he had a good heart posture. She gave it to him because he didn't throw a tantrum when he wasn't getting his way. Now, what you do from here on out with it, that's up to you, but I'm honoring your character. I'm honoring how you respond to situations. I'm honoring how you never lost faith. I'm honoring how you continue to be a good reflection of God's kingdom by still showing up even when it looked like it wasn't working in your favor. God will bless you with things that you might not even need, but you simply want. And because of the way that you carry yourself, because of the way that you steward, not just the things that you have, but your presence. Now, that's something that we don't realize. We are also a steward of our presence, meaning every room that you enter, be a good steward of how other people see you carrying yourself, because you are a vessel of God. The way that you talk, the way that you walk in, the way that you sit up, the way that you speak, please and thank you. All of that is you being a good steward of this life that God has given you. It's not just about stewarding things. Steward your personality. Steward your mindset. Steward the way that you talk to people. Be a good steward of the hearts of others. And God will bless you unexpectedly with things that you probably don't even need. But just because he loves the way you reflect his kingdom with your mannerism and your posture, your heart posture towards others and your anointing and your light and how you light up the room and you give people compliments for no reason. Just because of that, God will bless you unexpectedly from a source that you never expected. And that's today's seed. Unexpected blessings. Because as long as you continue to show up and be who God has called you to be and be a good steward of it, don't allow circumstances or trials and tribulations to get you out of character, to make you lose your cool because it's not happening the way or from the source that you thought it would happen. Continue to move and operate with a faith-filled posture because you never know who's watching. Unexpected blessings. And you can sow the unexpected blessing seeds to $ The Christian Bay or PayPal, Zelle, or Venmo thechristianbay@gmail.com. Unexpected blessings. But it all depends on your posture, because you never know who's watching. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be in your presence. Father God, thank you for each and every person under the sound of my voice. I just pray that this word shifts their perspective, Father God. As we go throughout life, we pray and we try our hardest to live by faith, but it's normal for us to just try to figure things out. It's normal for us to try to figure out, okay, this is going to be the source and this is how it's going to happen. And I'm believing and I know that God is going to do it, but it's natural just for me to try to figure out how he's going to do it. So Father God, today I thank you for giving us this reminder to release our own understanding, to release our desire to be stuck on one source or stuck on it happening in one way, because your word says that it must happen to fulfill the scripture, but we don't know in what way it's going to happen. So Father God, today I pray that you give me and every person under the sound of my voice the strength to release the way, the strength to release how we feel is going to play out, and just allow us to rest in the fact that we know that you're in control of every part of our life, that regardless of what source it comes from, when it comes, Father God, and what way it comes, we trust you. Father God, allow us to ground our faith and our trust in you, not your ways of doing things, but just in you, so that we can receive it in whatever way you choose to send it to us. Father God, today we sow the unexpected blessing seed because we want to experience unexpected blessings. But while we wait for those blessings, we want to have good mannerism and a good posture like Josiah. We want to be calm and collected. We want to be confident in you. We want to be faith-filled. We want to be stern and standing solid on the fact that my Father has this taken care of, and I'm not going to freak out when I can't figure out how it's going to play out. I'm just going to stand and have faith that even if it got to come from the cashier, even if it got to come from a company that I never worked for, even if it got to come from a bank account that I never even opened, Father God, regardless of how the blessing gets to me, I know that my Father will never leave or forsake me. And he's making a way for everything that he's promised me to reach me. And as I wait, I'm going to wait expectantly with good mannerism and a good posture, because I never know who's watching, and I must be a reflection of my Father's kingdom at all times. Father God, thank you for using us as your vessels, flaws and all. When we get it wrong, Father God, thank you for still loving us and giving us grace and mercy, Father God. And today we make a promise to you that we will try our best to not be stuck on the source, but to be set on our Father and the fact that he has never failed us. We love you, Father God, and we'll forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Christian Bay TV and Podcast. Don't be stuck on the source, y'all. I can't wait till I can share with y'all everything that has happened in the month of March. But take it from me. Don't be stuck on the source that you have in mind, because the source that God has in store for you will literally blow your mind. I love you guys so much, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye.